I need thee every hour, most gracious Lord. No tender voice like thine can peace afford. I need thee, oh, I need thee. Every hour I need thee. Oh, bless me now, my Savior. I come to I need thee every hour, stay thou nearby. Temptations lose their power when thou art nigh. I need thee, oh, I need thee. Every hour I need thee. Oh, bless me now, my Savior.
Lord, we thank you that you are the beginning and the end. You see all, you know all. Hallelujah. We thank you, God, for your power and your might and for who you are.
Our Lord, you are worthy to be praised. You are Alpha and Omega. We worship you, our Lord. You are worthy to be praised. We give you the glory. We worship you, our Lord. You are to be praised. We give you the glory. We worship you, our Lord. You are worthy to be our Lord.
to be praised. Oh, we give you the glory. We worship you, our Lord. You are worthy to be praised. And you are worthy, you are worthy to be praised. Oh God, we give you all the glory. We worship you, our Lord.
Worthy to be.
Somebody lift your hands and say, we give you, we give you all the glory. We worship you, our Lord. You are worthy to
You are Alpha, Alpha, and Omega. We worship you, our Lord. You are worthy.
Hallelujah. Somebody lift your hands and sing to him. Oh, you. Yes, you are. Yes, you are. You are Omega. And we worship you. We worship you. We worship you. Because you're worthy. You're worthy, worthy, worthy. We give you. We give you.
Give you all the glory, all the glory. We worship you, our Lord. You are worthy to be praised.
Hallelujah.
Apostle Dr. Faith Walters received the call from the Lord to begin a ministry that would empower individuals for success in the kingdom of God.
And Lord God, we thank you for being such a great God. Thank you for being a loving God, a gracious God.
Welcome to Women and Men of Excellence Outreach Ministries, located in Mount Vernon, New York, and online at wamo.org. Join Apostle Dr. Faith Walters live on Sundays and Wednesdays at 2 p.m. for divine service, empowerment, worship, prayer, words of encouragement, Bible education, fellowship, and more. This broadcast is a production of WAMO Media Network. Thank you for joining us. If you want to support this ministry, please subscribe, like, share this video, and leave a comment. It's easy and will cost you nothing. If you want to donate, please visit www.wamo.org/give. You can watch our services via our website, live.wamoe.org, on television via Carib Vision at caribvision.tv, and on the YouTube and Facebook apps.
You're worthy, Jesus. We exalt you, Jesus. I love you, Jesus.
Praise the Lord. Praise the Lord. Praise the Lord. Good morning. Good afternoon. Good evening to everyone joining our prayer line on today. It's another beautiful day that the Lord has made, and we are rejoicing in it. So glad to be among the land of the living. Praise the name of Jesus. Hallelujah. So glad to be able that the Lord gave us the privilege, gave me this privilege, gave us all the privilege this morning to be awake, to be alive, to be well, in spite of all what's going on in our bodies, in our mind, in our spirit. We still have another day, hallelujah, to give God glory, to give him honor, and give him praise, because indeed, our Lord is wonderful. He is gracious. He's kind. He's sweet. He's loving. Yes, he can chastise us at times, but you know what? I'd rather allow the Lord, as David said, I'd rather allow the Lord to discipline us than allow man to do it, because when man do it, it's not going to be that great. When the Lord do it, it may be a little harsh, but at the end of the day, you still come out on top. You still learn a lot, and you just make you're made much better and made into a person that is more understanding, more compassionate, more patient, you know. So when the Lord takes us through challenges and take us through pain and suffering, sometimes we don't want all that, you know. And, you know, sometimes we don't want to do what the Lord says. And of course, he just make your whole world turn upside down. But, you know, it's because the Lord loves us so much. He's such a gracious God. And, you know, he's just wonderful. And in spite of everything, good, bad, and ugly, I am so glad and I appreciate the Lord Jesus for all that he has done, what he's done already, what he's doing now, and what he's about to do. So we bless the Lord on today, and we glorify his name, and welcome everyone in our social media network all across the land, wherever you're listening from. God bless you, and thank you so much again for joining in to this prayer line. Hallelujah. On this day, Holy Spirit of God, another a day you'll never see again after it's done. And this is June 12th. Praise God. And we're just so grateful to be here. Our Bible reading will be coming from Lamentation chapter 3. And we're going to read verses 22 to 33. But we're going to focus on 22 to 24. And we're just thankful to the Lord today. Again, Lamentations chapter 3, verses 22 to 33. And we're going to focus on 22 to 24. Praise the name of Jesus. And we're reading from the New Living Translation. So what I ask every time you read the scripture, even though I speak the word of God, I encourage everyone to go back and read the scriptures again. It's very important to do that so the Lord can minister to you on a personal level, because we need to have that connection to the Lord. We just don't want to listen to a preacher. It's a good thing, yes, but we don't always want to. It's good to listen to the preacher, but it's also good to go back and reflect on what you were taught. And also, when you allow the Lord to, when you read the scripture again, you know, after you heard it, expanded on by your leader, you go back and read it, because it has so much messages for you as well, because we have to allow the word of God to be personal in our lives, because If we don't allow the word of God to be a person in our lives, when we come up against situations, come against all kind of trials and tribulations, all kind of serious challenges in our lives, if we don't have the word of God rooted and imprinted in our brains and in our hearts, then we allow ourselves to be defeated. Okay, because, you know, God do allow the enemy to mess with us at times. Yes, he does. He does that. And that's, you know, that's the enemy's job to do what he does. But when you have the word of God and you use that word of God to the enemy, he got to back off because he don't like the word of God. You know, and when you make it personal, make it a part of your life, make it be something that you put as part of your daily schedule, your morning, every morning you get up and evening, even during the day, once you get a chance, you just utter a scripture, utter a word to the Lord, and you let him know how wonderful he is, you know, and how much you connect to the Lord and how much you allow the word to work in your life, you know, because the word is powerful. Hallelujah. It is sharp and a two-edged sword. It can pierce the very heart of man. So I'm just encouraging you to read the word, reread the word after you listen to your leaders. Whoever it is that's expounding the word, reread it for yourself to make a personal connection, because that's very important. We're going to read Lamentation 3, which reads, it says, "The unfailing love of the Lord never ends. By his mercies, we have been kept from complete destruction. Great is his faithfulness. His mercies begin afresh each day. I say to myself, the Lord is my inheritance. Therefore, I will hope in him. The Lord is wonderfully good to those who wait for him and seek him." So it is good to wait quietly from the Lord, to wait quietly for salvation from the Lord. And it is good for the young to submit to the yoke of his discipline. Let them sit alone in silence beneath the Lord's demands. Let them lie face down in the dust. Then at last there is hope for them. Let them turn the other cheek to those who strike them. Let them accept the insults of their enemies. For the Lord does not abandon anyone forever. Though he brings grief, he also shows compassion according to the greatness of his unfailing love. Hallelujah. For he does not enjoy hurting people or causing them sorrow. And the word of the Lord is blessed. And I was looking at this chapter this morning, and the book of Lamentation, okay, and the commentator, you know, it's said that that Jeremiah wrote this book, and his prophet Jeremiah, they said he was considered the weeping prophet, you know, and I just give you some background. It said it was written during after the fall of Jerusalem in 586 BC, okay, and the fall of Jerusalem took place at the end of the era of the divided kingdom and marked the beginning of exile for the sundered kingdom of Judah. So if those are Bible scholars, you go deep into the history of what has happened. Praise the name of Jesus. So in chapter 1, you have a destruction of Judah and Jerusalem. Number chapter 2, God's anger towards his people, you know, because they wasn't flowing what God told them to do. And chapter 3, where lamentation, trusting in God's love, despite all of what was going on, you know. So you take your time and read the book of Lamentations, understand what suffering is, what the people are going through and things that were happening in that time, you know. But even though in spite of all that, you know, Jeremiah said, you know, that in spite of all the challenges, all the uproar, all the different things that was going on in his time, you know, he still look to the Lord. He still depend on the Lord. He still was hopeful in God. He still sat. He still sat at the feet of the Lord. He still just trusted God in spite of everything that was happening around him. All hell was breaking loose. People were not following the customs. They were being in disobedience, you know. But in spite of it all, Lamentation, you know, Jeremiah said, I'm going to trust in God's love. Hallelujah. I'm going to trust in what he is because his faithfulness is so wonderful. You know, he's just so great. And he says the faithfulness is every single morning. It's fresh. So this is telling you, in the midst of trouble, in the midst of pain, in the midst of suffering, in the midst of trials, in the midst of all kind of challenging situations. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Oh, bless the name of Jesus. God's grace. Hallelujah. He is faithful. Hallelujah. Oh, bless the name of Jesus. Oh, bless your name. Hallelujah. He is so faithful. Oh, my Lord. He is with you. He is there. Hallelujah. That lament that Jeremiah is saying, that his faithfulness is fresh. His mercies are new every morning. You know, I think about how this world is shifting, how our country is going into to areas that really no man has really gone before, according to the Star Trek show. Those who know what I'm talking about. It is going in some direction that, wow. You know, I was reading a clip somewhere, one of my news feeds, telling me in a decade from now, we will not need any human to have children. I was like, wow, God, look at this. Technology is moving the way that they don't need humans to have children. So what that tells me is they're going to be creating these subhumans out of dishes or whatever it is in laboratories, you know, to suit their fancy. So, and they already started having a robot, a female robot with artificial intelligence. Okay, I've seen that come forth. And she could do everything that a couple could do, is what I understand from her talking, except that she has no soul. And imagine, we are moving into an era that you could build a machine that has no soul. So no soul. So then, you know, then you wonder to yourself, you know, we're all made in the image of God. So little by little, man is trying so hard to put what God has put forth, you know, what he's placed, what he's given us, the gifts he's given us, the gift of life, the gift of bringing life into the world. You know, man is creating so much different things to separate himself from God. Imagine that. You, the Lord designed us, intricately designed us, but yet you don't think you got so big for your britches that you don't need the Lord anymore. You don't need him to direct you. You can flow on your own. You could do whatever you want to do. I don't have to listen to anybody. I ain't got to read what he says. Some people say the Bible written by man is not the truth. But yet everything that's been going on now, it's already been already written. So I don't understand if it's happening now and it was written years ago, something must be good about this book. It has foretold many things that's going to happen. And it's happening as we speak. So, you know, and look at all of this, what man is doing. But yet, as Jeremiah said, God still loves us. He still takes care of us in spite of everything, you know. And no matter how much you're moving away from what he says is in his word. But at the end of the day, you know, whatever you want to do, if you don't accept his son, Jesus Christ, in your heart, you will not make it into heaven. So you can do whatever you want to do because he gives us choices. Okay, let us make up our mind. He doesn't force us to do anything we don't want to do. Okay? But the only thing that he asks you, accept Jesus Christ in your heart. Because you cannot go to the Father except through Jesus Christ. He said it in the Word. He sent his Son to redeem this world. So the world can do what they want. They could have their all these devices, all these different things that they're doing, all these things that they are making and all the different. It's all right. Okay. But at the end of the day, the Lord's word still stands strong. Okay. And I tell you, you know, Jeremiah, he went through so much challenges. I mean, Jeremiah went through a lot to, you know, and a lot of things. I mean, his life was very hard for a prophet when God called him from his mother's womb, you know, and he started out and, oh my God, it was a lot of time people didn't take him very seriously. You read the book of Lamentation, or read a book about Jeremiah, read his book itself and read some of the things what he had to face. A lot of times he was sharing the word of God and people didn't want to listen to him, but it was okay. His position was to shear and allow people to know and have knowledge about the Lord Jesus and what he desires in his word. So if people choose not to listen, that was not his concern, you know, but it was such a powerful thing that in spite of all the heaviness that the things that Jeremiah faced, he still stood strong in the Lord. And it's really important. It's really a good thing. This is something we could learn from Jeremiah, that in the midst of everything that's going on, always give God glory, always give him honor, and always give him praise, because he will take you through everything. So you just got to hold on to the Lord this morning. So great is God's faithfulness. It says the unfailing love of the Lord never ends. Hallelujah. His mercies we have been kept from complete. Hallelujah. Destruction. Isn't that something? Oh my goodness. Wow. Despite all what we do, we are still kept from being completely wiped out. Oh my goodness. Wow. I said, God is such a compassionate person. Wow. So we just got to continue to hope in him, continue to hold on to him. He is always there waiting for you. There's a song that says he was there all the time, waiting patiently in line. He was there all the time. So God just wait on you. You get ready, you know, to surrender your life to him. He's there. He's there. You know, so I'm encouraging somebody this morning, you know, continue to hope in the Lord, continue to trust in the Lord, continue to hold on to him. And no matter how much this society shift, saints of the Most High God, hold on. Okay. And get the word in you. So if you, in case you can't walk with the Bible, you know, because after a while, things are changing so much. But get the word in you. Memorize some scriptures and feast on those scriptures, because they can't take it. When it's already in your mind and in your heart, imprinted on your brain, imprinted in your heart, they can't take that from you. And commune and connect to those scriptures and let those scriptures work for you. Use them. When you go through your daily life, whatever you're dealing with, use the scriptures, you know, and let God know that you believe the word of God and you believe what he says. So you are going to flow in him no matter what's going on. So I'm just encouraging you. I'm just imploring you today to continue to walk in victory. Continue to walk in the fullness of his power. Continue to walk in faith. Continue to walk in the precepts of what the Lord has for us. Continue to walk in just being in the strength of God, you know, and the word of God, when you're weak, he make you strong. Hallelujah. And, you know, and whatever we need, he's there for us. Call on him. Hallelujah. He will provide. He said that in his word. Call on him. He will answer prayer. Sometimes he may not come when you want it, but when he comes right on time. So we just thank God this morning for this word that God's faithfulness is fresh and new every morning. So we continue to hold on to it. God bless you. So anybody, your design special prayer, I ask that you put it in the chat. So when I go into prayer, it's already there. So if you have a special request this morning, please put it into the chat. Hallelujah. As I go on a prayer, I could bring that before the Lord. Bless the name of Jesus. Hallelujah. Give out some shout outs to Yumi Radio, GUKEXBBA. Hallelujah. Join the room this morning. Doreen Singh, God bless you. Thank you so much for joining the room right on this platform. And those who have joined via the other social media networks, thank you so much. Hallelujah. Bless your name, Jesus. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. So if you have your prayer request, please put it into the chat if you have a special prayer request. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Blessed be your name. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. We worship you, O Lord. You are worthy to be praised. We give you all the glory. We worship you, O Lord. You are worthy to be praised. You are Alpha and Omega. We worship you, O Lord. You are worthy to be praised. We give you all the glory. We worship you, O Lord. You are worthy to be praised. We bow down and worship Yahweh. We bow down and worship Yahweh. 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 Yahweh, Yahweh. Hallelujah, hallelujah. Oh, we worship your name, Jesus. We honor your name, Jesus. We glorify your name. We lift up your name. We magnify your name, Jesus. You alone are worthy, Jesus. We thank you, Father. We bless your name. We honor your name, Jesus. Oh, bless your name, Jesus. You alone are worthy, God. You alone are worthy to be praised, Jesus. From the rising of the sun, God, to the going down, Lord, you are the same, Jesus. And we worship you, Lord. We worship you, Jesus. We honor you, God. We praise your name. You alone are worthy, God. You alone are worthy, Jesus. Great is your faithfulness, God. Your mercies are new every morning, Jesus. We thank thank you, Lord. We put our hope in you, Jesus. We put our trust in you, Jesus. We honor you this morning. We worship your name, Jesus. You alone, Lord God. You alone, Jesus, are the wonderful counselor, God, the mighty God, the everlasting Father. You are the Prince of Peace. You are the great I am. You are the lily of the valley. You are the bright and morning star. You are the rose of Sharon, Lord Jesus. And we thank you today, God. You're an everlasting to everlasting, Jesus. Hallelujah, hallelujah. We bow down to you this morning, and we worship you, Jesus. We honor you, Jesus. Thank you for being with us this day. Thank you for waking us up this morning, God. We can see your beautiful day. Thank you, Lord God, for everything that comes forth. Thank you for the sun, Lord God. Thank you for the rain, Jesus. Pour down showers of blessing upon us, God. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Lord God, for the air that we breathe this morning. Thank you, Jesus, that we're allowed to be here one more day, Lord God, to give you glory, honor, and praise. We thank you, Jesus, that you've given us this opportunity, God, and we'll not take it for granted, Jesus. Hallelujah. We let the day, oh God, let the day to share with someone, oh God, about you, about the love of Jesus. Hallelujah. Lord God, thank you for Jesus who came, Lord God, who died for us on Calvary, Lord God, who came to redeem the world from sin, Lord God. The world was in a sinful state, Jesus, and he caused it not robbery, Lord God, to come, Lord Jesus, and to allow us to have one more chance to make it into heaven, Father. And we pray this morning, Jesus, for salvation to come to many, Lord God. We pray, Lord Jesus Christ, that those who open up their hearts and their minds to receive you, Lord God. Oh, Lord Jesus, open up their hearts and their minds, Lord God, to surrender their lives to you, Jesus, because in this day and time that we live, oh God, there is so much things going on, Jesus. There is so much changing in our society, Lord God. Our children are confused, Lord God. Lord Jesus, some of our leaders, they don't know what to do, Lord God. Our children are going through so much changes, God. Parents are confused, Lord God. They don't understand, Lord Jesus, that if they just put their faith and their trust in you, God, everything will work itself out. It may not be perfect, Lord God, but Lord Jesus, every day, if they can either trust you, can either hold on to you and to keep elevate their faith, Lord God. Lord, you said we have faith as a mustard seed. We can move mountains in our lives, Lord God. And we pray this morning, God, we bind up confusion, Lord God, among your people, Lord Jesus. We bind up everything, Lord God, that is not of you this morning. Lord God, we bind up suicide and children, oh God, this morning in the name of Jesus. Lord God, little children, Lord God, they don't know how to manage situation, Jesus. They don't know how to handle life, Lord God. Many of them, oh God, they're living on their own. Many of them, oh God, are in homes and families, God, but they still feel lonely, Lord God. Sometimes, oh God, they're in a turmoil, Lord God. Nobody can see it. Only you know what it is, God. If they don't speak, nobody can know what's really happening, Lord God. But we pray, Lord God, you touch their minds this morning, Jesus, in the quiet time where they are, Lord God, when they feel like giving up this morning, God. We ask you, God, you intervene where they are, their Father, because, Lord God, you love children, God. You love children, Jesus. You want them, Lord God, to live out their lives, God. You want them, Lord Jesus, to do great things, great exploit for you, God. And we pray for every little boy, every little girl this morning, God, even those who claim, Lord God, they are not the body that they're born in, Jesus. They're claiming that the opposite of who they were born, Lord God. But we pray this morning that you will touch them, Father. We bind up every plan of the enemy, Lord God, who want to infiltrate their minds, oh God, and destroy their spirit, Lord God, and destroy their thoughts, Lord Jesus. We bind up everything, oh God, that is not of you this morning. We pray, dear Lord Jesus, that your anointing, oh God, be upon these children, dear Father. Holy Spirit,
Spirit of God. We pray, Lord God, that those who are kidnapped this morning, God, those are in places where they woke up not in their own bed, Jesus, but someplace where they were not supposed to be, Lord God. We ask you, Lord Jesus, that you open up the door for them this morning. Oh, Lord God, and they find a way of escape, Lord God. Many are in padded rooms, Lord Jesus. Holy Spirit of God. Many, Lord Jesus, don't have a way out, God, but Lord, help them to find a way out, God, in the name of Jesus. Find a way for them to get help, Lord Father. Holy Spirit of God. Lord God, you could do the impossible, Jesus. Everything that's secret will come to light, dear God, in the name of Jesus. We pray, dear Lord God, homelessness this morning. People are struggling, Lord God, financially. People are struggling, Lord God, in their health, Lord Jesus. People are struggling, oh Lord God, to put food on the table, Lord God. People are struggling, God, because of what's going on in our economy, Lord Jesus. Oh Lord God, everything is changing, God. They're moving, oh God, from using money, Lord God, to using digital currency, Lord God, so we don't have any autonomy over what we desire to do, oh God, for ourselves, Lord Jesus. Everything is moving and shifting in a way where it's controlled by man. Man wants to see what everybody is doing, Lord God. We are losing our freedom in many ways, dear Lord Jesus. But we pray in the name of the Lord, no matter what's going on, Lord God, no matter what's happening, Jesus, you continue to hide us, Lord God. Hide us in the cleft of the rock. Hide us in your arms, dear Lord Jesus. Continue to cover us, dear God, no matter what changes are coming forth, Jesus. Some part they say we can't travel in 2023 without some real ID. Something embedded in our driver's license, our passport, Lord Jesus. Everything is set up, is shifting, Lord God, to make it where we don't have much autonomy anymore. But Lord God, let us stay flat-footed and grounded in your word, Lord God. And Lord God, many be running to the rock and looking for shelter, but they can't find it because, Lord God, they need Jesus. They need to accept Jesus in their hearts, Lord God. And we pray, Lord God, let them understand that things are going to change, Lord God, more and more. But if we are covered in the arms of Jesus. We are safe in his arms. Hallelujah. So, Lord God, if we surrender our lives to you, Lord God, you can do great wonders for us, Jesus. And no matter everything is falling down, society is changing, but because we hold on to you, because we trust you and we believe you, God, you will keep us in your perfect peace, whose mind is stayed on you. And God, we bless you this morning, Lord God. We pray, Lord Jesus, for our leaders, Lord God. We pray that they will lead, Lord God, according to your word, Father. They will lead, Lord Jesus, according to what you tell them to do, God. Let them seek your guidance, Jesus. They're trying so hard, Lord God, to please everybody, Jesus. Oh, Spirit of God, they have moved so far away, Lord God, from your word, Lord Jesus. And we pray this morning that our leaders, Jesus, would do the right thing, Father. Many are saying one thing out their mouth, but behind closed doors, they're living a life, Lord God, that is not pleasing to you, Jesus. Touch them this morning, God. Let them get it right, Lord Jesus. Lord God, we die daily, Father. But Lord, let us understand that we need you. We need you more than ever, especially now, Jesus, with so many things going on. Lord God, they say it's going to be a shortage of food. Everything is changing. Everything is changing, God. But Lord, we know the saints of the living God, we continue to hold on to you. You will provide. I remember, Lord God, when Joseph, hallelujah, his brothers had sold him. They didn't realize that you had a plan. They sold him. But Lord, he was able to save the family from when there was a famine in the land. He was able to save the family, and they came back together in the end. Lord Jesus, we believe, God, that you will sustain your people in spite of what's going on. You are such a loving God. You're such a compassionate God. As Jeremiah was saying this morning, a people refuse to follow you, Lord God. Disobedient, Lord God. Not doing what you ask them to do. Not flowing in your word, just do whatever they want to do, Jesus. But God, you wait patiently for us, Jesus. You wait patiently for us, God. You're such a loving and patient God. And we pray this morning, Jesus, that you continue to give us opportunities to make it right. Holy Spirit of God, give us opportunities, God, to come together, Lord Jesus, and to just ask you, God, for forgiveness of sins, Lord Jesus, because, Lord God, we want to make it right before you, because when the day, oh God, is everything is said and done, Jesus, we want to know when we stand before you, you open the Lamb Book of Life, Jesus, that we, our names are written in that book, Lord God. So many people have gone on before. We don't want to guess where people went. Holy Spirit of God, we pray for our celebrities this morning, Jesus. Lord God, so many of them got so much different gods that they worship and so much different deities, God. But we know there's only one true and living God. And that's the triune God who is the Father, the Son, and the Holy Ghost. And we worship you this morning. We pray for every celebrity, God. If they have not come to know you as Lord, we pray, God, that they will make it right before you, Jesus. We pray for every secret thing that happened in Hollywood, God. Every dirty thing that's happening, God, expose it, Jesus. Lord God, so many children and people subjected to doing things against their will, Lord God, even in the music industry, Jesus. Every diabolical scheme, Lord God, somebody got to even sell their soul to the enemy, Father, just to be able to be famous, God. Oh, Jesus. Oh, God. They give up so much. Some of them give up so much, God, just for fame and fortune. And at the end of the day, Lord Jesus, they leave this world and their soul, God, is found wanting, God. Many of them don't even consider you. Many of them started out in the church and they've gone out into the world and just doing every foul thing, Father. But we pray today, God, that you would infiltrate the minds of our celebrities, Jesus, those in Hollywood. Lord God, all the backdoor dealings, all the secretness, all the stuff that they're doing behind the music, Lord God, behind the Hollywood scenes, but all the everything, God. Oh, Jesus, in the private rooms, Lord Jesus. Oh, God, secret booths, secret chambers, Father. Expose it this morning, Jesus. Spill out all the filth out into the streets, God, in the name of Jesus. Let everything that's evil come forth to the light in the name of Jesus. We speak it right now, God. Every captive, Lord God, that is in dungeons, Lord Jesus, wherever they are, Jesus. Every foul thing, Father, every cult, break up this morning. Expose every satanic ritual this morning, every satanic worship this morning. Holy Spirit of God, sacrificial offerings of babies this morning, Jesus. We destroy the plan of the enemy this morning, God, in the name of Jesus. Holy Spirit of God. We destroy every plan, Lord Jesus. Let your angels Gabriel, your angel Michael, move through the streets of every neighborhood, God. Oh, Lord Jesus, every country, every state, every village, every bush, every mountain, wherever it is, God, that is not right, Lord Jesus. Oh, Lord God, Lord Jesus. Oh, Spirit of God, move here never before, Jesus. Shift this atmosphere, God, in the name of Jesus. Flip it, Lord God. Let everybody understand you are Lord and you are Lord alone. Lord Jesus, no one should be put before you, Lord God. There should be no God, no other gods before you, Jesus. You are the only living God. And we pray for every neighborhood today, Lord Jesus. Every neighborhood, God. Every state, Lord Jesus. Lord God, let things, oh God, come together in the right way, Lord God. Let us learn to love our brother, love our sister, Lord Jesus. And if we have something we can help with our brothers, our sisters, let us help them, God. Let us learn to be friendly neighbors. Let us learn to care about one another, Lord Jesus. Holy Spirit of God, you said for us to love our neighbors as we love ourselves. And so many people are going through so much that sometimes you don't know, Lord God. But we got to take the elderly people, Lord Jesus. Somebody pay attention to them, God. Send help for your sanctuary for the elderly, God. You look out for them, Jesus. You love them so much. And you say those, oh God, I look out for them and bless them, Lord God. Bless the poor. You will expand their territories, Jesus. They would not like anything in their lives, Lord God. And we thank you, Father, for miracles on today. We thank you for victory on today, God, in the name of Jesus. We thank you, Lord God, that you will fill up our storehouses, God, in the name of Jesus. Fill up our store baskets, fill up our baskets, God, that we never lack anything, Jesus. Your words say you provide for us, God. Philippians 4:19. Our God shall supply our need according to his riches in glory in Christ Jesus. And we pray this morning, God, that you continue to lead, direct the paths of your people, Jesus. Strengthen us today, God. In the islands, Lord God, wherever there is, Lord God, a bloodshed, Jesus, we ask you, Father, you touch the hearts of people this morning, Jesus. Whatever is going on, God, let love abound in their hearts, God. Let peace abound in their hearts, Jesus. Oh, Lord God, we pray, Lord Jesus, that you will touch them, Father. Every young person, God, involved in gangs and drugs and different things, God, that is not right. We ask you, Father, that you will expose all the secrecy with the drug trade, God, all the way to the top, Lord Jesus. Destroy it, God. Expose it, Father, in the name of Jesus. Hallelujah, hallelujah. Lord God, destroy every diabolical thing. In the name of Jesus. Those are behind bars this morning, God. Many are there for things they have not done. We ask you, Father, that you bring it to the light. Bring them out. Send help from your sanctuary, God, to bring them help, Lord Jesus. Oh, Spirit of God, Lord Jesus, bring them help. Send finances, God, to help them, Father, so they can get out, Lord God, and to live out the rest of their lives in freedom. And everyone, God, that caused them to be there, God, with the lies, with the undercurrent things, Lord Jesus, we ask you, Father, you would expose them, Father, in the name of Jesus. And those, God, that have done things, Lord God, that's not right before you, Many of them, they have done murders, have done things that were so unseemly. Many of them allow their mental state of mind, Lord God, to get away from them, that they do things, God, that would cause them to be behind bars. But Lord Jesus, we pray that you will touch them this morning, God. We pray that they will find a Bible, something, Lord God, and someone will share a good word with them, Jesus. Many of them, oh God, will not come out of prison, Lord God. But while they're there, Jesus, we ask you, God, that they will come to know your Savior, Lord, that they will take the time, Lord God, to surrender their lives before you, Jesus, and you will work it out for them, God. We thank you, Lord Jesus. We are praying for them today in the name of Jesus, that they will make it right. Holy Spirit of God, everyone, God, even the correctional officers, God, we pray that they do their job correctly, Lord Jesus, and not do anything, Lord God, to sabotage their jobs, Lord God, their livelihood, Jesus. Because we see so much things in the news, Lord God, of correctional officers doing things unseemly to the prisoners, Father. But we pray in the name of Jesus that you will touch their mindset, God. We pray for the leaders in the prisons, God, even the ones that parole board, Jesus. Sometimes they allow people to go back out into society, which shouldn't have never been back out there, because when they come back out, they still continue to do the evil that they did before they went in the first place. So we pray for even the parole board, Jesus, that you will speak to their heart to let them know which one should go back out to release back into society, Lord God, because we don't want people to come back out and create more damage, Lord God. And we pray this morning for people, Lord God, who are undercover pedophiles, Lord God. Expose them, Father. Deliver them, Jesus. Holy Spirit of God, praying on children, Lord God. Holy Spirit of God, we pray, Jesus Christ, that you will save them, God. Deliver them, Jesus. Deliver them from the inner turmoil, Lord God. What they're experiencing in their mindset, God. Deliver them, God. They need help, Father. Everybody that's dealing with something from the inner mindset, God. Touch them this morning, Jesus. Let your Holy Spirit intervene in their hearts and their minds, Lord God. In this, set them free, Lord God. Set them free, Jesus. All the witchcraft, Lord God, everything, Jesus, that is not right this today, Lord God. Set them free, God. Set their mind free in the name of Jesus. Those who are struggling with homosexuality, God. Those who are speaking your word, Lord Jesus, and struggling, Lord God, with the flesh, Lord Jesus. Oh, Spirit of God. Struggling with homosexuality. Struggling, Lord God, with adulterous behaviors, Lord Jesus. Fornication, Lord Jesus. Oh, Spirit of God, deliver them this morning, God, in the name of Jesus. Idolatry, God, those are struggling with that, God, with idol worship this morning, God. Help them, Father. Holy Spirit of God, help them, Jesus. Oh, God, Lord Jesus, Holy Spirit. Oh, God. So you instruct me to go into these areas, Jesus. People are crying out, God. They're crying out this morning, Jesus. People are crying out, God. People are grieving for loved ones. Lord God, we pray for the families of those three women that lost their lives. Pray for their families today in the Carolinas, God. They lost their lives, Lord God. The families are mourning, God. Three sisters gone just like that. Everyone that's grieving, Lord God, for something past and present, Jesus. We pray that you would touch their heart this morning. In the name of Jesus. Touch the families, God. Comfort them where they are, Jesus. People are grieving everywhere. But we ask you, Father, You will be there for them, even in the midnight hour, even when everybody has gone home. Let them know that you're there for them when they're crying out. Lord Jesus, put your loving arms around them today in the name of Jesus. Help your people, God. Help your people to continue to walk in you, Jesus. Order your people's footsteps, Lord God. Order our steps in you, Jesus. Let us cling to you, Jesus. Let us hold on to you. Thank you for miracle finances coming forth to your people on today, on this week, God, in the name of Jesus. Miracle finances, God, we're speaking it right now in the name of Jesus. It's coming forth, God. And we thank you, Lord Jesus, in advance, Lord God. Holy Spirit of God, blessed be your name. Miracle healing, God. Lord Jesus. Somebody coming out of that sick bed, Lord God. Hey, Allah Bobo say. Hallelujah, hallelujah. Wherever you are, just lift up your hands and give God glory. Thank the Lord for your healing today. Claim your healing today in the name of Jesus. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. By the stripes of Jesus, you are healed this morning. Hallelujah. Claim your healing. Hallelujah. Every day you get up, thank the Lord for your healing. Whatever the issues are, thank the Lord that it's already done in the name of Jesus. Thank you, Father. Thank you for as we go out today to our work, wherever we're going, God, children are going to school in some states, Lord Jesus. Some are graduating. Things are happening, Lord God. We ask you for safety in these graduation ceremonies, God, whether it's high school, middle school, wherever they're graduating from, college, Lord Jesus. We ask you for safety, God. For safety, Jesus. Keep those people in those mental state away, Lord God, who are having a grudge against people, Lord God, whatever it is, Jesus, keep the gunmen away, God. So tired of hearing you're graduating, you have accomplished so much, and you end up going to the hospital because of somebody holding a grudge. Somebody is messed up in their head. And the one about to do that, Lord God, Lord Jesus. Stop them in their tracks wherever they are, Lord God. In the name of Jesus. They will not carry out their evil act. Holy Spirit of God. We bind up every bloodshed, Lord Jesus, of innocent people, God. Huh? Oh, Jesus. Lord God, when they have the mind, wherever they are sitting right now, God, in their rooms contemplating Jesus, basements, wherever they are, Jesus, infiltrate their mindset, God, in the name of Jesus. No more innocent bloodshed, Father. Holy Spirit of God, touch them right now, God, in the name of Jesus. Huh? Spirit of God, Spirit of God. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Lord. Thank you. Thank you for saving those children that were stuck falling down in the Amazon jungle. Their plane went down, Father. Thank you that you strengthened those children today in the name of Jesus. Holy Spirit of God, strengthen the children today, God. Lord Jesus, all them in the hospital today, strengthen them, Father. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Jesus. Your healing hand angel is going through the hospital room, touching the children. Lord God, some of them have diseases, Father, from birth, Lord Jesus. They're in those hospital rooms, God. Little children have died from cancer, different things happening to them. We pray for your healing today, that you would touch them, dear Lord. Thank you for your blessing. Thank you for your anointing. And we pray for our elections, Lord God, all across these United States and wherever they have them, in the islands, wherever it is, Jesus, wherever it is in other countries, God, let the elections, Jesus, let the people, Lord God, put the right people in office. And not always about their friends, but Lord, making sure the ones that they put in office know what they're doing and have the mind for the people. And Lord God, let them allow them to be directed by you. And Lord God, when they get into office, Jesus, let them have a level of integrity, God. We are speaking it forth, Lord Jesus. Help them with the finances, God, so they ain't got to make a whole bunch of campaign promises that when they get into office, they can't focus on helping the people, but trying to satisfy all these campaign promises, God, from the head right down to the tail, Lord Jesus. Lord God, let things work according to your will, according to your way, Jesus. Thank you, Father, for turning things around, even in this election, God. Do a new thing, God. Do a new thing, Jesus. Do a new thing in this election process, Lord God, in this month, Lord Jesus. This year, Jesus. Do a new thing, God. Do a new thing, Jesus. And we thank you in advance, God. We thank you, Jesus. We thank you for those who are seeking marriage, dear Lord God. We ask you, God, that they will, when they meet their mate, God, they take their time to get to know them, Jesus. We're speaking this out there, Father. They get to know their mates. And Lord God, not get intimate before the time, Lord God, but take time to know the person, Lord God, that they want to spend the rest of their lives with, Jesus. Things take, anything good, always take time to come together. A flower takes a while. You got to start with a seed and it takes time to grow. So same thing with relationships, God. When we meet someone, God, let us take our time to get to know them and not rush into anything, Father. Let us keep our bodies under subjection, Lord God, and keep the intimacy off the table, Lord Jesus. Because it's this intimacy thing, premature intimacy, has caused so much chaos in relationships. Because people don't want to wait on you. People want to do things their way, God, and not your way. And your way is best, Lord Jesus. Let us learn to wait. Take our time, Lord God. We don't want to desecrate, Lord God, the marital union before. Many people are living together and getting married, and it's not always working out, Jesus. It's not the same as when you are living in separate places and you're getting to know one another. And you're not getting intimate. You're not sharing a space. You're not acting like a husband and a wife. When you're really not one. But Lord, we pray today, God, that you will speak to our men and our women, God, that they will carry themselves with dignity and pride. We ask you, God, that you will touch the minds of some of our men are insecure. We pray that you will touch them this morning, Jesus. Give them the strength and the courage, God, to stand. Let them love themselves. But some of them are struggling with low self-esteem. Lord God, they may not admit it, God, because they're full of so much of themselves, Lord God. But we pray this morning, Jesus, that you will touch them, Lord God, and let them learn to do things right. And all these flip side of relationships, Jesus, these little girls marrying these men old enough to be their daddy, something is off, Lord Jesus. Something is off. Young men involved with women old enough to be their great-grandmother. Something is off, Jesus. Many of them are living in sin, Lord God. Whatever is going on, Jesus, let them learn to trust you and wait on you, God. And some of these men that are in marriages, God, but they are down low brothers. Lord God, expose them today, Lord God. Let them stop putting their family at risk. Lord Jesus, that's been selfish, Lord God. All the secrecy in relationship, God. We bind up this morning in the name of Jesus. Let the filthy, filthy mindset stop in the name of Jesus.
Oh, Spirit of God, you're going to be down low, then leave the wife alone. Make up your mind whether you're going to serve God or mammon. Oh, that's the name of Jesus. You're going to serve God or serve the enemy. You can't do both, because your word said you got to either be hot or cold. You can't be lukewarm. So we pray this morning, God, all them secret relationships, God, with these men cheating on their wives, with their side chicks, Jesus. Lord Jesus, Holy Ghost, you're going in today. Their little side chicks, God, their little side pieces, Jesus. Men lying to women when they want to have their little tryst. Men marrying triple women, Lord God, and women doing the same, Lord Jesus. Coming in adultery before your eyes. And it's okay. It's all right. It's not correct. It's not good, Lord Jesus. People just doing what they desire to do. Just connecting to their insatiable, deep, darkest desires, Lord God. Grown men marrying little girls. Jesus. The stench, Lord Jesus. And they're claiming, Lord God. Lord God, get this. They're claiming that you told them. You told them to marry little girls. Oh, my God. Imagine that. In these cultures that support this practice, and many cultures that women don't have a say-so. Women all are stuck in these religions with these things they wear on their heads, following these rituals and being controlled, Lord God. Men get to do what they want, but the women got to cover their heads from head to toe, Lord Jesus. No fearness, God. So imbalanced in relationship, God. And a lot of them accepted, they're indoctrinated, Jesus. But it's time for change, God. It's time for freedom to come forth in the name of Jesus. A lot of these countries, God, these practices, and they claim that they love Jesus Christ, but you give us free will, God. You give us free will. You don't control no one. So why are we in these cultures that allow women to be dumbed down? And a lot of them only accept male children, but not they don't accept female children. A lot of these cultures, Lord God, some of these cultures push women aside. Little girls aside, Lord God. What is wrong, Lord Jesus? What is wrong? You made the species to be balanced, male and female. Why are we trying to do something different? But we pray, God, that you protect the little girls. Open up doors. Let someone have a heart of compassion to accept all those abandoned female babies, God. Lord Jesus. Lord Jesus. And God, is these relationships with women are dumbed down. Lord God. They don't even care if the husband dies. The poor woman is on her own. I remember reading the woman, her husband passed, and she had a little baby to take care of. She had to act like a man. She had to dress like a man. Because in some of those societies, God, they look down on women. My God. And in some societies, God, when the husband dies, they take everybody's life. They put him down, put them all down there, even the children, everybody with the dead man. Lord Jesus, something is not right, God. Something is not right. Something is wrong with this, Jesus. Flip the script this morning, God, in the name of Jesus. So much cruelty, God, to women, Lord God. Lord Jesus, so much cruelty, God, so much cruelty, God. We pray this morning that you will send healing, Lord God, and let these women understand, Lord God, they don't have to deal with these control, Lord Jesus. Control is witchcraft, God. We got to release that, break that spirit of control on people's minds, Lord God. All these cults, Lord Jesus, all these different religions,
People just worshiping day and pretending that they are this or that. They're closeted people, Lord Jesus. They do things in secret, but in the open, they act like they're so holy and sanctimonious, Lord God. But let people be real, Lord God. If they're going to serve you the right way, Lord Jesus. And every day is a worship day, not just one day we spend time and we do different things, but every day that we get up is a worship day. Every day, 7 days a week, which how they set up the calendar here, it's a worship day. We may take some time out to come together and gather as believers, but every day that we get up is a day to give you glory, honor, and praise. And we thank you, Lord, this morning for this prayer. We thank you, Jesus, for those you have healed from cancers, Lord God. And Lord God, those who have gone through sicknesses and you have delivered them through it, God. We thank you. Thank you, Jesus. Those are going to get surgeries, Lord God. We ask you, God, you intervene on today, Lord God, in the name of Jesus. Thank you, Lord God. Show up in the hospital room today, Father, in the name of Jesus. We thank you, Lord God. Thank you for your healing power. And we bless you right now. And as we go through this day, Lord God, be with us, Father. Bless our going and our coming in, Jesus. Thank you for salvation for our children, our loved ones, God. Thank you, Lord Jesus. That they will say, surrender their lives to you, God. Lord God, their lives will be turned around and be different, Father. They live their lives pleasing to you, Jesus. And Lord God, as we separate from this line, Lord God, but never from your presence, thank you for protecting us from seen and unseen dangers as we go about our day. And we bless you right now. Thank you for my team of women and men of excellence, Outreach Ministries. Thank you for them, Jesus, as they work so diligently, Lord God, behind the scenes to make all these things of the ministry come forth. Thank you for the books that you put in my spirit and the more books to come. Thank you for those who are writing books, Lord God. Lord Jesus, some of them can be ugly, whatever it is, but we got right to what we've been through, Jesus, and how you have delivered us, God. And Lord Jesus, thank you that we learn to forgive one another. And Lord God, can you move in your strength? And we bless you right now. In the name of the Father, name of the Son, name of the Holy Ghost. Amen and amen. God bless everyone. Thank you so much for being a part of this line this morning. We pray that you continue to grow in the Lord, continue to flow in Him, continue to be obedient to His word. Know that I love you and Jesus loves you more. This is Apostle Dr. Faith Walters, the Women and Men of Excellence Outreach Ministries. And we are grateful for you on today. And we thank God for you. And you enjoy your day until we meet again next time with this prayer line at 7 a.m. Love you. God bless. Goodbye.
Thank you for staying with us today. We invite you to come back again and join Apostle Faith live on Sundays at 2 p.m. for Bible education and church services, and Wednesdays at 2 p.m. for Feature Wednesdays, where we share messages from other kingdom leaders from within the WAMO network. Are you a kingdom leader with a message of hope and inspiration for the children of God? Send us an email with your message to support@wamo.org or join the WAMO Media Network via our website, wamo.org/network. Are you in need of prayer? Email prayer requests to support@wamo.org or join our prayer line, Monday mornings at 7 a.m.
Lord God, we thank you for being such a great God. We thank you for being a loving God, a gracious God.
Worship you, our Lord. You are worthy.
If you need help to overcome low self-worth, heal your marriage, restoration through therapy for children, teens, individuals, and couples, book an appointment for therapy with Dr. Faith at our website, wamo.org/counseling. You may also access self-help resources at our website, wamo.org/resources. If you would like to become a member, volunteer, or partner with WAMO Outreach Ministries, send your email to support@wamo.org. Come as you are. Why you should join this ministry? 1. To empower people for success in the kingdom of God through Bible education. 2. To provide support services for the upliftment and development of your community. 3. To empower children and youth to increase their knowledge and earning potential by advancing their skills and professional capacity. 4. To provide solutions for families who need shelter, a place for worship, skills development, and access growth opportunities for community leaders. And 5. To provide support and a source of hope for senior citizens, ex-convicts, and people in need. It's easy to support this ministry. Here is how you can help. Through tax-deductible giving, easily accessible everywhere via our website at wamo.org/give. You can give a one-time or monthly donation or contribute funding to one of our programs. Become a member of our community or volunteer team. Apply at our website at wamo.org/membership. Become a member of our network and let us work together to build and grow a strong, healthy community of kingdom advocates, empowering people for success in the kingdom of God. Sign up at our website, wamo.org/network. Other ways to join us and support the ministry. Subscribe on YouTube at WAMO Ministries, Apostle Faith Live. Follow us on Facebook and Instagram at WAMO Ministries. Contact us anytime at Women and Men of Excellence Outreach Ministries. P.O. Box 2077 Mount Vernon, New York 10551. Telephone 914-699-2482 and email support@wamoe.org. Your support and generosity will positively change lives.